Meanwhile, a court decision that means thousands of homeowners battling Southern Response will automatically be clumped together in a class action is being applauded by lawyers taking the test case. Christchurch couple Colleen and Brendan Ross believe they were deceived into accepting a lower settlement offer from Southern Response. Their situation is being used as a test case against the insurer. But it's believed up to 3,000 other quake-damaged homeowners could be in a similar situation, meaning potential payouts could be in the hundreds of millions if the case is a success. The just released Court of Appeal decision means those people will be signed on to the court case unless they expressly advise the court they don't want to be a part of it. The lawyer for the class action, Grant Cameron, told me why this matters.
In this case, 3,000 people will now automatically be in the action. And as the average sort of shortfall here seems at this stage to be about $100,000, it's very important that people receive proper payment.
So if you're part of the class action, I mean, what happens if the class action is successful and you get paid out? You obviously have to pay a fee for being part of this. How does it work? Do you give, is it a percentage of what you get out of it, or is there a set fee?
In this case, Mr. and Mrs. Ross, or the representatives, they have litigation funding support from a company called Claims Funding Australia. At the end of the day, they will end up paying or repaying the legal costs that have been paid on their behalf by the funder in Australia. But in these sort of circumstances, there will be a thing called a common fund order sought. And basically, this is what's been used elsewhere around the world to ensure that all 3,000 people do have to pay their share of the legal costs involved. So it's pretty simple. The amount of work that's required to conduct a trial of this nature, once it's quantified, if one person has to bear that cost, it's pretty horrendous. If 3,000 people have to share in that cost, then it's obviously minimal.
Ballpark, what would the collective be looking at here?
We have no idea, because it remains to be seen what the steps might be, or what steps might be taken by the government. If we go through appeal processes, if there's a lot of argument, this could drag on for a couple of years. We don't think that will be the case. We think the court's already had the benefit of a couple of major decisions saying Southern Response has to pay. This decision is another one which is clearly a setback for the Crown. I would anticipate the Crown will probably want to discuss some sort of settlement option early next year.
So, in your experience, though, are you talking hundreds of thousands for this kind of legal action?
Well, these cases would always cost in the hundreds of thousands, there's no doubt at all. But even if it was $1 million, you divide that by 3,000 people, it doesn't amount to a great deal each. But whatever those costs might be, people are still going to be a great deal better off by receiving their $100,000 or $200,000, whatever they're entitled to, than by not having it at all.
If people opt out of being part of the class action and they decide to settle directly with Southern Response, do they still have to contribute towards the class action, or how does that work?
By reason of the opt-out, if they have been drawn into the action and a common fund order is made, then they will be required to make some sort of payment, and they would have to take some steps to step out of the action. So they'd have to step away and actually opt out in order to do a private settlement with the with Southern Response. We would anticipate that they might receive something of a discount in those circumstances, or Southern Response would want to discount the amount that it might want to pay them.
So you have indicated that you think that, well, there might be a settlement in this. What makes you think that, without having to take it all the way through court?
Well, several reasons. The first one being that, certainly on our assessment of the law, and I think in terms of the legal team that's involved the QC, certainly the litigation funder and Maurice Blackburn, which is a large class action firm in Australia, we've all assessed the merits. We have a certain view of it. The Crown has already suffered two major setbacks. One was in the Supreme Court in a case called Avonside Holdings, which basically directed that this sort of payment had to be made. Recently, the Dodds case has come out and said that Southern Response misled and deceived people by withholding and concealing these payments. So this is just another case which is of that type. We We think ultimately on the merits, the Crown really won't be able to succeed. Therefore, perhaps because it's election year two, it's probably a case where the government will want to sit down and talk about how best to resolve it.
Okay, Southern Response has got back to us on this one as well and says it's received the Court of Appeal judgment in the Ross matter and is currently considering the court's findings. It says the government and Southern Response have recently said when announcing they would appeal the Dodds High Court decision that once we have better clarity from the appeal courts, we would proactively respond to other people in a similar situation to the Dodds. They go on to say the intention of this would be to avoid the need for further costly litigation for customers and ideally to avoid a customer having to pay a portion of their entitlement to an offshore litigation funder.